Wednesday marked another day of losses for the Australian share market. The ASX 200 fell by 13 points, or a little under a quarter of 1%. So what it really boils down to at present is the absence of positive catalysts for investors. And within that, you're tending to see sellers get the upper hand. So that was the case for the fourth consecutive day in a row. So as far as the most improved groups, they tended to be defensive names. So consumer staples did quite well. We had Coles shares up by around 1%. Woolies was up by around 0.33%. Telecom stocks also did well as a group. Telstra shares were up by more than 0.5%. And utilities also were enjoying some support. AGL shares were up by around 0.25%. On the other side of the ledger, we had a number of companies going ex-dividend, including CSL shares. That's part of the reason why healthcare stocks were underwater. And then energy names along with banks were quite the weight on the market today. So Appen has been topical in recent days because of the fact that it has announced an acquisition. It has raised money from investors to fund it. Yesterday it came back onto the market and it fell by 9%, and it had a sprightly rebound today, up by around 5%. Zip Money was in a trading halt today as it sought to raise funds from investors as well. Corporate Travel Management was up by around 0.5% today. They have expressed interest in acquiring the travel business of an organisation in the UK called Capita PLC. So there are more developments awaited on that front. As far as economic news is concerned, we saw some interesting monthly consumer confidence numbers today. Of course, they're produced by Westpac and the Melbourne Institute. What stood out here was that measure fell by almost 5% over the course of the last month. It reflects a number of factors, including the weaker economic news that we have seen and also the continued moderation in the housing market. And on that front, we saw that the question that's posed to respondents in relation to where's the wisest place for their money, only 8.8% said that property was the best place. That was the lowest reading in 46 years. Even though we've seen the employment situation improve in the country, there was an increase in the insecurity around that. That measure was up by almost 9%. So they're all quite telling statistics. It weighed on the Aussie dollar, which is back to around 70.6 US cents.